Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8, we have two crashes causing some delays in the Triangle, including one with some big delays on the Durham Freeway. I'll show you how to get around it.
Plus, we could get more questions answered today about the deadly arrest of Darryl Williams.
Why are you tasing this person? Why is it justified?
Right now on Fox 50, what we know about the case as Raleigh police prepare to release body camera video.
And new this morning, President Biden defends his decision to wait before shooting down that Chinese surveillance balloon.
This thing was gigantic. What happened if it came down and hit a school?
The new reasons he's giving for the move. A lot of news to get to you on your finally Friday, February 10th. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here, making us part of your routine here as we head towards the weekend. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Some of this rain. Now, it's moved off in this radar picture, but it's going to be kind of inconvenient all weekend.
It is. It's going to be with us on and off. The big times that we'll see it are going to be during the evening commute up through Saturday morning, and then a little bit of a break, and then Saturday night and most of Sunday. So we'll have most of today and most of Saturday being dry, which is great. I mean, Sunday, though, that's going to be a day you probably want to be inside. We take a look at future cast for the next hour. Some breaks in the clouds up near the Virginia line or north and west of the Triangle area. Don't expect to see a lot of sunshine today, but we're seeing a few holes in the clouds starting to break out already. After 5 o'clock, we begin to see another wave of rain that moves through. It may affect some folks during the evening commute, others during dinner time as it slides off to the east. And then that's going to be with us on and off tonight through early tomorrow morning. Take a look at Clayton. Look at that sunshine showing through the clouds. It's still a little bit damp there in Clayton. 62 degrees is our current temperature. It's 62 in Rocky Mound and 60 in Southern Pines, 59 in Roxborough. So it is another mild start this morning. Look at that. We're going to hit 70. That's not a record high. We broke the record yesterday and tied it the day before. So we've been very, very warm. This will be the last really warm day that we see. We do have some colder air coming in for the weekend. I'll show you a chilly Sunday coming up, Brian.
802 with some breaking news in Durham. Our partners at Waze reporting a crash on 885, the Durham Freeway, between Ellis Road and TW Alexander Drive. Here's a still image from that camera at Ellis Road showing some heavy southbound delays. And then we'll move down to TW Alexander, and you can see those northbound backups through that area. Sensors indicating those slowdowns as well. On the northbound side, they begin between I-40 and Cornwallis. By the time you get through TW Alexander up to Ellis Road, traffic on that northbound side is looking fine. On the southbound side, some more significant delays from the 147 split all the way down to just before TW Alexander. A 4-minute delay on the northbound side, but then a 10-minute backup as you head southbound on 885. And again, that's especially from 147 down to I-40. You might consider using 55 as a good alternate route this morning. We'll head over to the west side of Raleigh, taking a live look at I-40 at Wade Avenue, looking toward Harrison Avenue. On that eastbound side of I-40, a crash on the right shoulder right now. Looks like a minor crash, but it involves, it appears, 3 to 4 vehicles there. Traffic is slowing down as you head away from the airport back toward Raleigh. A reminder, once they get some flashing lights out there on the side of the road, you need to move over at least one lane to give them a little bit of room to work.
All right, thank you, Brian. We're expecting to get our first look today at body camera video showing the deadly arrest of Darryl Williams. A judge ordered its release this week. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from the Raleigh Police Department with what we know about the case right now. Laura?
Michelle, today the public will get an opportunity to see some of the final moments leading up to the death of Darryl Williams in RPD custody. This is something that many people have been pushing for, that transparency with the Raleigh Police Department. So today they are releasing that body camera footage. A judge granted Chief Estella Patterson's request that the video is released to the family first. And also the faces of people not involved will get blurred. Williams was shocked 3 times with a taser by police and told officers he had a heart condition before he later died. Duke law experts picked apart the case as we await the video. We heard from Brandon Garrett. He's the founder of the Wilson Center of Science and Justice. He believes the death of Williams was unnecessary and says police need more training on non-lethal tools and understanding medical conditions like the one Williams had.
More fundamental question is, why are you tasing this person? Why is it justified? What does the public safety need to incapacitate this person? Many police officers are inexperienced, or some are trained, but the training may be uneven. And we can't really expect police officers to be frontline medical providers.
Currently, six Raleigh police officers are on administrative leave. We will have full coverage and reaction once that footage is released later today. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Parents and school leaders in Durham say they want action on gun violence as questions grow about the shooting near Hillside High School that left a 17-year-old student dead and another hurt. Frustrations boiled over during a school board meeting last night. We'll hear from some of them ahead in our next half hour. The shooting happened along the American Tobacco Trail Wednesday. Police have not revealed why the teens were on the trail during the school day, what led up to that shooting, and when they give us the names of those who were shot, we'll pass them on to you.
We're expecting to learn more from Rocky Mount Police this morning about what led officers to shoot a man in a parking lot. Investigators cleared the scene at the Oakwood Shopping Center on Eastern Avenue just before 11 o'clock last night after hours combing through evidence. Witnesses say the man who was shot had pulled a gun and fired at officers before they fired back. Police say the man was taken to UNC Nash Hospital and later flown to Vidant Medical Care in Greenville. No one else was hurt. The two officers involved will likely be placed on administrative leave, which is standard practice in these cases.
Breaking news from overseas. After midnight, we learned the death toll from a massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now risen above 21,000 people. That makes this the deadliest earthquake in the world in the last 15 years. The U.S. also announced overnight it is providing $85 million in humanitarian aid to those affected by the disaster. The World Health Organization says cold and snow are making search conditions worse and could put survivors' lives at risk. Amazingly, some people are still being pulled out of that rubble from the earthquake alive. New video on Fox 50 shows two teenage sisters being saved after 100 hours trapped in a collapsed building. One of the girls said she wanted ice cream. Firefighters promised to get her some. They also played music that she requested as she was being rescued.
Just a miracle to see that. A mother accused of hiding her three-month-old baby in a suitcase inside a closet is due in court today. Roanoke Rapids police say they found the baby during a welfare check at a home on Franklin Street on Wednesday. 34-year-old Sinkel Davis was charged with concealment of death of a child, which is a felony. Police say the baby had been in the suitcase for at least 12 hours. They have not said how that baby died.
We're learning more about an assault on UNC's campus. UNC officials tell us a man pulled a female student into the woods outside the Craig Residence Hall. That's on Skipper Bowles Drive, and this happened Wednesday night. The student fought off that attacker and contacted university police, and the man, who was not a student at UNC, was arrested.
New on Fox 50, President Biden is defending his decision to wait several days before shooting down this suspected Chinese spy balloon.
I said I wanted it shot down as soon as possible. And they were worried about the damage that could be done even in a big state like Montana. This thing was gigantic. What happened if it came down and hit a school in the rural area? What happened if it came down? So I told them as soon as they can shoot it down, shoot it down. They made a wise decision. They shot it down over water, recovering most of the parts, and they're good.
President Biden made the comments in this interview that aired on Telemundo. He also shrugged off concerns about his low ratings in the polls as he prepares for a possible re-election bid. As for the Chinese balloon, we'll share new information on the investigation into its purpose in our next half hour.
Parents can find some major deals on a lot of things their kids may need. Starting in less than an hour, you can shop at the Kids Exchange Consignment Sale for free. That sale is happening at the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, and it's believed to be the largest kids consignment sale in the nation. The last sale had over 500 tables. You can find everything from new toys to baby products. The sale opens to the public at no cost, 9 a.m. It continues through the weekend, and on Sunday, prices are half off.
Coming up, it's another show of success from SpaceX. What this rocket test means for the future of travel to the moon. Plus,
thank you everyone around the country and around the world who prayed for me and hoped for me.
What a scene that was. An emotional thank you from Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin as he shares how others saved his life after his cardiac arrest on the field.
We're seeing a little break in the rain right now, but there is more to come, especially for tonight, then Saturday night and Sunday. I'll show you what some of the totals will look like for this weekend coming up.
A12 right now on your Friday. Look at the DBAP right there in the foreground and the American Tobacco campus in the distance there. Clouds are rolling on through, and you can see there must be some wind up there. Elizabeth Gardner from WRO Severe Weather Center. We're watching this radar push along in those clouds as well.
We had a cold front move through, and that cold front, you can see where the rain is right now. That cold front is pushing over toward the coast, and we've definitely had a steady southwest wind with this front. We'll start to see that wind shifting to northwesterly. It'll still be a little bit breezy tonight and into tomorrow. That's going to help to bring the cooler air in that we'll see for the weekend. Right now, our viewing area is dry, at least here on the radar. We take a look across the area. A little bit of blue sky trying to break out in some places, and that's allowed our roads to start drying out after this morning's rain. Here's a look at Goldsboro. A little bit of blue sky there. Apex also with a few holes in the clouds, and Chapel Hill as well. Chapel Hill's view, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. So seeing a little bit of sunshine as that front zips off to the coast. Now what happens is we see a couple of low pressure systems, one tonight that brings more rain, and then another one Saturday night, and that one lingers through Sunday, bringing us plenty of rain along that stalled front along the coast. Here's a look at Futurecast. A little bit of sunshine, say, from the Triangle area north and west through the next few hours. And then by the time we get to the evening commute, here comes our next round of rain. The latest view of the computer model slows that down a little bit. So it may be that if you're out early, if you're getting out there on the roads by 5 o'clock, you may be able to get to your destination before that rain really starts to kick in. Saturday morning, a few isolated lingering showers, but that moves out fairly quickly. Also, we should be dry around lunchtime, all the way up until around 5 o'clock, sort of the same timeline as today. Then the rain rolls in Saturday night, and it's heavy on and off through Saturday morning. It'll be colder with 40s around here, and in the mountains, cold enough for snow. It should be significant snow up around the ski resorts, up around Grandfather Mountain. They can easily see 6+ inches there, down around Boone, Blowing Rock, in the Asheville area, as much as 1 to 3 inches. This version of Futurecast shows a wave that comes through closer to lunchtime with some additional rain developing behind it. We take a look at the amount of rain that we end up seeing with this second wave on Saturday. So here's Saturday night. Look at all that rain pushing up, and you can see it, the changeover to snow Saturday night into Sunday. And again, that could be significant. We'll see that rain moving out of our area overnight Sunday night, and we're drier for next week. Good chance of snow in the mountains, zero chance of snow for us here. How much rain will we see? It'll be significant. We could see up to 2 inches from this morning all the way out until Monday morning. So it's significant. And there is a level one chance for flooding on Saturday night into Sunday. That's not a severe threat. It's just based on the amount of rain that we could see. A chilly Saturday is 53 and an even colder Sunday at 46. Most of Saturday stays dry with rain arriving in the evening. Most of Sunday will be wet. It's going to be a great day to sit inside and maybe come up with some really fancy new snacks for the game. And if you're headed out for a Super Bowl party, you're probably going to be wet on the way there. Monday through Wednesday look dry. Another round of rain Thursday, but look at that high, 74, Brian.
It is 8:16 now. We have a couple of big trouble spots right now around the Triangle. And I'm going to start off on the Durham Freeway, getting some new information about that crash on the southbound side of 885, or the Durham Freeway, right there at TW Alexander Drive. You can see where all of that is in the median right now, but we still have that left lane partially blocked. Seeing some very heavy southbound delays right now. About a 10-minute backup overall as you head through 147 down toward Ellis Road and TW Alexander. You might consider using Highway 55 as a good alternate route. You're also going to see a little bit of a northbound delay from I-40 up toward Ellis this morning, about a 4-minute backup overall. We still have this minor crash on 40 eastbound between Harrison Avenue and Wade Avenue. Everything's on the right shoulder. Not seeing any police activity at the scene there just yet, but of course, people are slowing down as they approach that area. So leaving Cary, heading back toward Raleigh, look out for those delays. Not talking about huge backups, just a little bit of brake tapping there. Some earlier backups we were tracking on 440 westbound between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue have cleared up pretty nicely, and other major routes right now around the Triangle are looking pretty good.
All right, thank you, Brian. Durham County deputies are looking for a second suspect in a road rage shooting. Deputies say Tiffany Carr was a passenger in this white Audi in this surveillance video. The driver, Ira Thorpe, fired several shots at another car after the two vehicles were in a minor crash. Surveillance camera video captured the encounter at the Handy Hugo's off Highway 70 near Pleasant Drive. If you have any information about the shootout, call the Durham County Sheriff's Office.
A memorial is growing outside a store in Dunn where a clerk was shot to death. A 16-year-old is now charged in the case. Authorities say surveillance video shows the teen suspect entering the Family Mart on East Broad Street Wednesday night. Police say when they responded to the store, they found Nazi Azan shot.
He's always helped me when I was short on a little bit of change. Yes, always. He would help anybody he could. Yes, he would.
I'm glad they called him. I'm glad they called him. And I'm so heartbroken for the family. And I'll be here tonight to let them know I'm there to support.
The 16-year-old was charged with first-degree murder and robbery with a dangerous weapon.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is being ordered to answer questions about the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Several outlets are reporting Pence received a subpoena from the special counsel chosen to investigate former President Trump's role in the riot. It's not clear what information he wants from Pence. The former vice president's office has declined to comment. That same special counsel is also looking into Trump's handling of classified documents.
Blue Origin is now headed to Mars. That's the rocket company founded by Amazon's Jeff Bezos. NASA announced it chose Blue Origin's newest rocket to send two twin spacecraft into orbit around the red planet. The two will study Mars' magnetosphere to understand how it interacts with the solar winds. The contract is a big deal for Blue Origin, which has so far only carried out flights inside of Earth's orbit. The target launch date is sometime late next year. Meantime, SpaceX just took a big step forward in its goal of putting astronauts on the moon. New video shows the company successfully completed an engine firing test in South Texas. 31 out of 33 of those engines held up, which SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says is plenty to send a ship into orbit. NASA is counting on the company to land astronauts on the moon in a few years. Its first orbital test flight could take place as early as next month.
Well, if you've ever wanted to try out an electric car without committing to buying one, Hyundai is looking to make that a reality with an EV subscription service. The program is called Evolve Plus, and it allows you to try out several EVs on a month-to-month contract. You'll have to pay a $300 sign-up fee, be older than 25, have a clean driving record and credit score above 650. And on top of that, you're limited to driving 1,000 miles a month if you want to avoid any extra fees. The newest music video out this morning is using deepfake technology to create some interesting visuals. David Daniel shows us how it looks in today's Hollywood Minute.
Fred Durst looks like Vladimir Putin and his Limp Bizkit bandmates like Joe Biden and other world leaders all performing for Tom Cruise. It's a deep fake filled music video for the band's song Out of Style.
Probably in a parallel universe somewhere and living a different life and just getting together on whatever day they're allowed to get together. My biggest worry is trying to figure out whose house it is that they're at.
I'm Alejandro, the junior manager for the hotel. I'm really sorry about the towels. Have a great stay.
Oh my God, he walked in on you completely naked.
Good evening, Miss Wilder. Late night?
Call me Sophie. You have seen me naked.
I wasn't looking.
Well, now I'm offended.
A heartbroken movie star and a hotel manager meet cute south of the border in At Midnight. Star Monica Barbaro, whose grandmother was from Mexico, says she had a blast filming the romantic comedy.
One of the best crews I've ever worked with. It was an entirely Mexican crew and entirely shot in Mexico. And it was such a treat. That was a dream of mine.
At Midnight is now streaming on Paramount Plus. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Couple of rom-coms out.
That looks cute.
Right? There are 9 new members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The league announced the new inductees last night during the NFL Honors Awards show that aired right here on WREL. They include Rondé Barber, Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, Zach Thomas, and DeMarcus Ware. Former NC State star Torrey Holt was a finalist for the fourth straight year, but snubbed again, not chosen for the honor. During the show, DeMar Hamlin thanked the medical staff who saved his life after his cardiac arrest on the field last month. The league honored the medical and athletic staffs of the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals, as well as staff members on the UC Medical Center in Cincinnati. Hamlin took the stage and talked about an ICU doctor who encouraged him.
There was so much uncertainty at the time, and just him coming to me, showing that I could live a normal life again, it meant so much to me in the moment. So I want to give a big thank you to him and a special thank you to everyone on this stage for everything they did for me. And thank you everyone around the country and around the world who prayed for me and hoped for me. The journey will continue.
Earlier this week, the medical doctor for the league's Players Association said he is confident Hamlin will play again.
I love that they were all there. It's amazing.
Oh, it's a good celebration. It's just a great story.
Yes. And don't forget, you can watch Super Bowl 57 here on Fox 50 this Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs face the Philadelphia Eagles in Glendale, Arizona. Kickoff is at 6:30. Pre-game coverage starts at 11 a.m. And we have more Super Bowl coverage ahead here on Fox 50. Just ahead, the best place to watch the game this Sunday if you want to get out of the house.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to get over to Brian Schrader. He's tracking a crash in Durham this morning.
On the Durham Freeway, I-885 southbound, a crash in the median right around the TW Alexander Drive interchange. You can see the still image from that camera showing that police activity there in the median. Looks like maybe that left lane is partially blocked. We are certainly seeing some heavy westbound delays this morning on 885, about a 13-minute backup overall. Almost all of that is between 147 and Ellis Road. If you can pick up 885 southbound from TW Alexander, you'll be on the other side of most of those delays, and just a little bit of a northbound delay showing up right now.
And we had rain early this morning. That is zipping out of here. There's going to be a front that stalls along the coast, and we're going to see waves riding along that. We'll see some rain overnight tonight and fairly dry Saturday, then rain Saturday night and Sunday. Here's a look at Apex. There's some thin spots in the clouds. We're starting to dry out from last night's rain. Town by town, it's warm out there. 60 in Southern Pines, 62 Tarboro and in Rocky Mount. And we'll have a better chance for rain as we get past, say, 5 or 6 o'clock. We're going to see those showers continuing overnight. Night, and then again, a little bit of a break during the day tomorrow. This afternoon's going to be nice and mild, mostly cloudy, but we'll top out at 70 degrees.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Today, Raleigh police are expected to release body camera video showing the deadly arrest of Darrell Williams. Williams died last month after officers used a taser on him three times. He told them after the first use of the taser that he had a heart condition. Six officers are on administrative leave as the FBI investigates. And parents, you can start shopping at the Kids Exchange consignment sale today for free. It's happening at the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. You can find everything from new toys to baby products. The sale opens to the public at 9 a.m. Coming up next on Fox 50, hear the call for change from parents after that deadly shooting near Hillside High in Durham.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We had a few early morning showers, so there's still some damp roads out there. But look at that sunshine trying to break out over Chapel Hill. I'll show you whether or not you'll see any of that sunshine today and when you'll see your next round of rain.
And I'm tracking a crash right now on the Durham Freeway, seeing some delays in both directions. I'll tell you where the delays are worse and which exits to avoid.
And there's a lot happening this weekend. We are going to see crowds out for Super Bowl and Valentine's Day weekend. Coming up, we're going to tell you where you can still go if you haven't made plans yet to watch the big game.
Day 30, it is a giant weekend tap. Super Bowl followed by Valentine's Day, and then the depression sets in. No more football, you know, for a long time.
Hey, how about this? March is my birthday, so you can look forward to that.
Okay, yeah. See that?
Yeah, see?
Different form of March Madness.
And March Madness.
For Michelle McConaughey.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Michelle McCarthy.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along here. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRO Severe Weather Center with the outlook as we head towards the weekend.
Yeah, we had some overnight showers, and early this morning those were lingering. Those have moved on out. We're starting to see a little bit of clearing in a few places. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see from the Triangle area northward and westward, Futurecast shows some sunshine for us as we get closer to lunchtime. Most of us are going to be dealing with a good bit of cloud cover for today, and around 5 o'clock, our next round of rain moves in. You can see that starting to push into our western counties right about 5 o'clock. It may not affect all of us for the evening commute. If you're, say, from Raleigh eastward, it may be more like 7 or 8 o'clock before we start to see those showers rolling in. Those will be with us all the way through Saturday night, Friday night into Saturday morning, then a break, and then Saturday night, and most of Sunday will be wet. But we're going to walk through that with you coming up in just a few minutes. Heading out the door this morning, it's warm again. You don't need a heavy coat. 60 in Southern Pines, 61 in Goldsboro, 63 in South Hill. So very warm start for us this morning. We'll likely hit 70 at about 2 o'clock, and then we'll hold it in the 60s into the evening. But again, we'll see some of those showers developing. We do have cooler air on the way. Gradually, our wind shifts to northwesterly, bringing in a chilly weekend. I'll show you how cold it will feel coming up. Brian?
Here at 8:32, we are tracking that crash on the Durham Freeway. It is not too far from the TW Alexander Drive interchange. Another update from that camera there, the still image showing that it's still in the median and maybe partially blocking that left lane on the southbound side of 885. And those delays are very heavy this morning from 147 all the way down through the Ellis Road interchange. By the time you get to TW Alexander, though, traffic's flowing freely. So if you can pick up southbound 885 from Alexander, you're on the other side of that. If you can't and you're coming in from downtown Durham from 147 on down, you're looking at about a 12-minute backup overall. So some significant delays there. On the northbound side, about a 3-minute slowdown, which is pretty typical for this time of day. Still have this minor crash over on the right shoulder of 40 eastbound between Harrison Avenue and Wade Avenue. Not really seeing any big delays right now, but a reminder, with that activity on the side of the road, try to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work safely. And reports of a minor crash reported in the past few minutes on 40 eastbound around Business 70 in Garner, but for the moment at least, we're not seeing any delays.
Today, we're expecting our first look at body camera video showing the deadly arrest of Darrell Williams. A judge ordered its release this week. WRL's Laura Levine is at the Raleigh Police Department with what we know about this case.
Today, the public will get an opportunity to see some of the moments leading up to the death of Darrell Williams in RPD custody. This is something that many people have been pushing for, transparency with the Raleigh Police Department. And today, they're going to release that body camera footage. A judge granted Chief Estella Patterson's request that the video is released to the family first. And also, the faces of people not involved will get blurred. Williams was shocked 3 times with a taser by police, and he told officers he had a heart condition before he later died. Duke law experts picked apart the case as we await the video. We heard from Brandon Garrett. He's the founder of the Wilson Center of Science and Justice, who believes the death of Williams was unnecessary. He says police need more training on non-lethal tools and understanding of medical conditions like the one Williams had.
More fundamental question is, why are you tasing this person? Why is it justified? What does the public safety need to incapacitate this person? Many police officers are inexperienced, or some are trained, but the training may be uneven. And we can't really expect police officers to be frontline medical providers.
And 6 Raleigh police officers are currently on administrative leave. We will have full coverage and reaction once that footage is released later today. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
Parents and school leaders in Durham are expressing frustration and calling for action after a shooting near Hillside High that left a 17-year-old student dead. Anger boiled over during a school board meeting last night as questions grow about the shooting, which left another teen hurt. It happened along the American Tobacco Trail on Wednesday. School board members expressed grief over the situation.
Our students should not have to deal with this type of grief. Our families and that community, our educators shouldn't have to deal with that type of grief.
There is a solution to the problem, but if we're not talking to our children, we're not going to get that solution because we as adults do not really know what they need.
Police have not revealed why the teens were on the trail during the school day, what led to the shooting, or the names of those who were shot.
Breaking news we've been following from overseas. In just the last 30 minutes, we learned 1,000 more people have died after that massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria. The death toll is now above 22,000 people. That makes this the deadliest earthquake in the world in the last 15 years. The U.S. also announced overnight it is providing $85 million in humanitarian aid to those affected by the disaster. The World Health Organization says cold and snow are making search conditions worse and could put survivors' lives at risk. Some of those people, though, continue to be pulled out alive from that wreckage after the earthquake. New video shows a 10-year-old girl who survived more than 90 hours trapped under the rubble in Turkey. Officials say the first thing the girl asked after being rescued was for a glass of milk. Search crews are hoping there are more stories of survival to tell in the days ahead.
Yeah, we all are, really. It's just so terrible. Well, two teenagers accused of killing a man in Franklin County are expected in court this morning. Gavin Miller and Dylan Piper are charged with second-degree murder in the death of Hamilton Woods Jr. Woods was shot to death January 29th in Youngsville. A special prosecutor is working on this case at the request of the Woods family attorney. The attorney is also asking for the North Carolina SBI to investigate the case, not the Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
A woman is in serious condition this morning after being hit by a stray bullet while sitting inside a car. This happened on Lashley Street in the Edgecombe County town of Pine Tops around 6 last night. A man told police he and the woman were sitting in the car when they heard the gunshots in the distance, then one hit her. Police say bullets also hit a nearby home where people were sitting on their porch.
Governor Roy Cooper will visit the White House today. That's where you're looking live right now. He's going to meet with President Biden. It's part of the National Governors Association winter meeting that's underway in D.C. Governor Cooper spoke there yesterday as part of the public portion of the meeting. Today, governors will speak with President Biden and Vice President Harris about opportunities for states to invest in infrastructure, manufacturing, and other key priorities.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, analysts believe Wall Street will open mixed this morning and likely end the trading week in the red. You take a look at the big board this morning. All the major indices in negative territory. The Dow there you see off more than 100 points. Well, today investors are waiting to hear from two top Federal Reserve officials and data on how Americans are feeling about the economy. Some economic indicators there that will no doubt have an impact on Wall Street at the opening bell. We'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news on Fox 50.
All right. Thank you, Ken. The Super Bowl is only 2 days away, and that means time is running out to find a spot to watch it if you want to get out of the house. WRAL's Nia Harden is live this morning on Glenwood Avenue as local businesses prepare for a very busy weekend, Nia.
Restaurants are not only preparing for Super Bowl weekend, they also are preparing for Valentine's Day weekend. So we're talking about a lot of people that are going to be out and about. So if you haven't made plans yet for the big game, well, there are still some options for you to do so. Let's start with the Carolina Ale House. They are WRAL's Voters' Choice Award winner for Best Sports Bar. My Way Tavern is another place you can go. Winging It Bar and Grill, Rally Point Sports Grill, and the Cleveland Draft House. Some restaurants like the New Sports and Social in Fenton are already sold out, so you don't want to wait any longer than you already have to reserve. And we've posted the entire list that WRAL Out and About has put together on the WRAL News app and WRAL.com. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And you can watch Super Bowl 57 this Sunday right here on Fox 50. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles from Glendale, Arizona. The game begins at 6:30. The pregame coverage starts at 11 a.m.
Let me be clear. We messed up.
An apology from Southwest Airlines after the travel meltdown from the holidays. Just ahead, why the airline's own pilots union says sorry just doesn't cut it. Plus,
I really want to know what's going on because I don't feel safe.
Neighbors share their concerns as police swarm the local apartment complex where a four-year-old was found dead.
And with one round of rain moving out, there's another one headed our way. What you need to know to make your weekend plans as you look live, Salem Street in Apex.
It is 8:43 on your Friday morning. This is a live look at Warrenton right now. It's a couple clouds in the sky. You can see some pokes of blue through the clouds there, but this is what we're going to be dealing with through much of today. We could see some rain this weekend as well. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with some rain pushing out of our area right now.
And you may notice as you step out that it's a little bit damp in places, the streets, the sidewalks. That rain from last night and early this morning is out of here. And we're going to see a dry period now until around the time of the evening commute. We may even see a few holes in the clouds. We're seeing some sunshine breaking out in some spots right now. Even a little bit of that in Fayetteville. Mostly, if we're going to see sunshine, it'll be from, say, Raleigh north and west. That's where we're going to see some drier air trying to push in behind the front. But what happens next is another low pressure system with rain will move up the front, and that's going to help to bring us some rain as we get into the evening tonight and overnight into early Saturday morning. Once we get past around 9 or 10 on Saturday, that rain slides off. We get a little bit of a break, and then around 5 o'clock Sunday, here comes the next low with some rain, and this one's going to last a lot longer. So this brings rain all of Saturday night and for a good chunk of Sunday. It's also going to drag in some colder air, so our temperatures on Sunday will only climb into the 40s, and the mountains could see some significant snow. Some of the lower elevations and valleys, 1 to 3 inches, but some of the higher elevations around the ski resorts or up toward Grandfather Mountain could see more than 6 inches of snow out of this on Sunday. On Sunday at noon, you can see we just have bands of rain moving through. We are likely to see this rain all the way through the end of the day. Some of the models are trying to end it a little bit earlier, which would be nice to see, especially if you're headed out for a Super Bowl party. So we'll continue to keep our eye on that trend. It's a warm day. Temperatures climb to 70 this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies, but it does stay dry until we hit around sunset or so. Saturday turns much cooler at 53, but again, the bulk of the daylight hours stay dry. Sunday, the bulk of the daylight hours are likely to be wet, and that rain continues Saturday night into Sunday. It's just going to be chilly. Take a look at this. We do have some low cloud cover, but we're looking off to the west and you can see just how clear it is. Again, seeing a little bit of sunshine out there this afternoon, allowing our temperatures to climb to around 70. This morning, right now, 62 degrees. So you don't need a heavy coat, certainly by any means. 74 this afternoon in Clinton, 70 Rocky Mountain, 66 in Roxboro. Likely to see the rain redeveloping right around 5 to 7 p.m. And then a break Saturday and then another round Saturday night and Sunday. After that, we dry out and start to warm back up. Sunday's going to be chilly at 47, but we're back into the 60s next week. It'll be a pretty Valentine's Day at 62, and Thursday back to 74, but it looks like we could see our next system on that day.
Today, we'll be asking questions to learn more about the death of a 4-year-old boy in Rocky Mount. Police say EMS found the boy unresponsive at the Hampton Village apartment complex. This was 10:30 yesterday morning. The boy was rushed to UNC Health Nash, where he was later pronounced dead. People who live nearby say they were surprised to see the apartment complex filled with police.
Normally, it's a safe neighborhood. Like I said, we got cameras right here. I got the Ring camera right there. Or whatever, and I always have my daughter out here playing, so I really want to know what's going on because I don't feel safe.
Police have not said how the boy may have died.
Two big developments this morning in the deadly arrest of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. Newly released police documents show former police officer Preston Hemphill lied about the arrest. He had told investigators he pulled Nichols over for reckless driving, but that didn't actually happen. The officer also said Nichols tried to reach for his partner's gun, which video evidence shows didn't happen either. That officer is not one of the five charged with murder in Nichols' death, but he has been fired. Meanwhile, the top prosecutor in Memphis says that he will review all previous cases handled by those officers and see if they need to be reopened.
New concerns about junior Republican Congressman George Santos. A lawyer confirms Santos was charged with theft in Pennsylvania back in 2017. This is after several bad checks were written in his name, went to a dog breeder in Amish country. The New York District Attorney's Office says it later dismissed the case, but it marks the latest scandal for Santos, who has faced growing calls to resign even from his own party. He admitted to lying about much of his background and resume. Several investigations into his past still continue now.
Southwest Airlines says the fix for its scheduling system will go live today after that holiday travel meltdown in December. Airline executive says that system was to blame for thousands of canceled flights around Christmas. They told lawmakers yesterday they're upgrading also their winter resiliency plans to avoid weather-related delays and cancellations. The pilots union says its warnings about the Southwest's flawed systems were ignored for years.
Poor performance was condoned, excuses were made, processes atrophied, core values were forgotten.
Why didn't you do anything about it?
Thank you, Senator. We were addressing part of those issues. Obviously, it was unsuccessful, but with regard to some of the crew scheduling, we had invested in those areas.
Next Wednesday, leaders at the FAA will testify about a different system failure that led to nationwide flight issues last month.
This morning, FBI agents are sorting through the remains of a suspected Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. New images show the crews out in the ocean working to recover pieces of the balloon to send back for processing. They're analyzing parts, including wiring and electronics. Officials say the debris field extended over more than 7 miles. And the search comes as tensions grow between the U.S. and China over the purpose of that balloon. Intelligence officials gave their clearest picture yet of this mission yesterday. They say the balloon was part of a global surveillance fleet sent to monitor more than 40 countries. China, however, has insisted the balloon was for civilian use to track weather patterns.
I can assure you this was not for civilian purposes. That is, we are 100% clear about that.
We cannot allow a balloon to enter U.S. airspace. That's a spy balloon. That simply is unacceptable.
Officials say the balloon was capable of monitoring intelligence, but they don't think China learned much from it because it stopped transmitting as soon as China realized the government knew it was in our airspace.
An important safety warning this morning about certain baby strollers. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the baby trend sit and stand double and ultra strollers can pose a threat to children. Their head or neck can become trapped if they're not properly secured. One child has died after getting stuck in one of these strollers, and at least one other has gotten hurt. Parents are urged to remove the stroller's canopy when it's not in use.
Super Bowl is just 2 days away, and the NFL is dealing with a new problem. It is a lawsuit, and John Lawrence shows us some former players are planning to sue over the league's disability program.
As the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs get ready for Super Bowl 57 at Arizona's State Farm Stadium, 10 former NFL players are suing the league's disability program, Commissioner Roger Goodell, and the Disability Board. Among the claims in the lawsuit, the former players say that they were wrongfully denied benefits and that the NFL allegedly found ways to limit payments for their health problems.
We're the one league that goes back every year and reevaluates everything we do, whether it's a safety rule or whether it's a competitive rule, whether it's taking out techniques to make our game safer for our players.
NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy issued a statement on the lawsuit that said its disability plan is, quote, fair and administered by a professional staff. And the league says some of the actions taken have made a difference on the field.
Overall injuries in games this year, whether it be preseason games or regular season games, were down somewhere between 5% and 6%.
We encourage players and coaches and everyone else to come forward when they have symptoms so we can deal with those medically and make sure that they're handled professionally.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
As of this morning, President Biden has yet to confirm if he will take part in the traditional pre-Super Bowl Sunday presidential interview with the network hosting the game.
Live music and family-friendly scavenger hunts are all coming up this weekend. WREL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has out and about's best bets for the weekend.
They have broken attendance records across the country, and now you can see widespread panic in Durham. The band plays Durham Performing Arts Center Thursday through Saturday. There will be a free pre-show block party outside the venue each day. In Raleigh, the North Carolina Symphony will be celebrating the Beatles with special performances Friday and Saturday at Mamanti Concert Hall. The show will also feature rare and unseen photos of the band. And finally, families can celebrate Valentine's Day on Saturday with a special scavenger hunt. Guests will meet at the Sir Walter Raleigh statue at the Raleigh Convention Center. Teams will take their treasure map and use their minds and feet to follow clues, solve puzzles, and more. Tickets are on sale now. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
And before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic. That's next.